Back today, we are talking about all things busyness. Are you a woman that feels like you would define yourself as you've got all the things going on? And it is difficult to really focus on the things that you want to focus on because you're busy doing all the things that you need to do. Well, today we are talking to Lissa Figgins, who is a Christian time management coach, a priorities protector, a recovering should-do list girl. She's the founder of Redeem Her Time Coaching, and she's also the host of the Redeem Her Time podcast. Lissa's mission is to inspire women like you and equip busy Christian women, solopreneurs, to go from random busyness to faithful fruitfulness in midlife and business. Lissa is such a wealth of knowledge because one of the things that she says is you don't have an issue with your schedule or an overloaded to-do list. You actually have a disordered heart. That busyness is actually an issue when it comes to our heart. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So get ready because this is an episode you want to make sure you grab a hold of. And I will see you in moments to come. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister. I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. So, Lissa, I am so glad to have you here on the podcast. We are, you know, in my community, I talk so much about how we can let go of the hustle. Because as businesswomen, you're going to share your story, so you know exactly what this is all about. But that hustle and the grind and the unrest that most of us entrepreneurs, especially kingdompreneurs, experience and feel. And I believe this takes us further away from our relationship with the Lord versus closer to Him. So I would love to share, I would love you to share your story. We met on Facebook, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And right. I saw what you were, you know, talking about and chatting about. I was like, this girl is my kind of girl. So I would love it if you would share a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. I love when God just pauses time and allows paths to cross. And so I'm praying that our conversation today will be that kind of a kairos moment. I'll talk about that later for those who are listening, right? Where time just slows down and you are so present to the moment because this is right where you're supposed to be. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing and exactly what you're supposed to be hearing. But the problem is that wasn't me for way too long because I never slowed down, right? Like I was always the on the go girl and I have always had a lot on my plate and I've always liked having a lot on my plate. And yet, like you said, it often disconnects us. It disconnects us from ourselves. It disconnects us from the people we love or and that we say we're doing it for. And it can disconnects us from the Lord, right? Because when we're so busy, we're not available to those other things. Do you remember back in the day, you and I grew up in an era where you would call, if I called you and you were on the phone already, I would get this rah, 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 busy signal, right? And what would that tell you? It would tell you, Lissa does not have time for me right now, Right. And yet we run around saying, oh, how's life? Busy, busy, busy. I'm staying busy. I'm always busy. And I just think, is that really the message we want to be giving? Is that really the way that we want to live life? And I wish I could say that I figured all this out a long time ago, but it's been a journey, of learning how to let go and learning how to slow down and learning how to turn off the noise of all the other voices out there and listen to God's voice and not do what I call the should do's that are out there from everyone else, or even probably more, a lot of them, the ones I imposed on myself, but to really listen to him as to, what that looks like. And, that moment came for me the year I turned 40. I think a lot of us have a milestone moment, whether it's like a birthday, an anniversary, something happening in life, and we just wake up and we go, oh my goodness. What? Like, how did I get here? Who am I? Where am I going? Where did the time go? And I remember facing 40 and going, I don't want to keep living like this. And so I just turned 50 in the last year. And so it's been this 10-year journey of me learning, still learning, to slow down and to let go of all the should do's so that I can focus on the things that God has called me to do and not waste my time running in circles, being on the hamster wheel, right?
Yes. The hamster wheel that never seems to end. It never seems to end, right? Living in North America, especially, and I do believe that we're not the only continent that is experiencing this, but we know that North America is on the go. And I think about, Bali or, these places where there's more, just like siestas, for example. You go to Spain and they actually take breaks at, later on in the day. Right there, like it's just a different in Europe, and I think you've been to many places over there. It's a different environment altogether. So I'm hoping that through what we do, we can help bring somewhat of that environment over there here, so that women, not just you and I, but women that are in our communities, will really be able to adopt that grace over grind culture.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
I just want to ask this question. I wrote this down. Turning off the noise. I know that this is something that I've said to myself before. How I'd love to just take my mind out of my head, because I know for me specifically, my mind is really the one that's kept me, is held me back because God told me so. And I know that this is true for most women. So when we talk about, when you mentioned turning off the noise, I mean, there can be many ways noise is coming in, and then you said we impose it on ourselves, which is what my experience has been. So what would you say would be in your experience working in your community with the women that you work with and what you do, what would you say has been a really great way for women to, number one, turn off the noise, and number two, turn off the self-imposed noise?
Yeah. Such great questions. And, and really a part of it comes down to realizing where the problem is. Because I think look at our busyness and we think it's a problem with my calendar, or it's a problem with my to-do list. It's a problem with this season of life that I'm in, right? It's a problem with the season my business is in. And when we are looking outside to all those different things, it's really easy to point the finger, right? It's really easy to say, well, if this would change, right? Or even the whole, if I had an extra hour in my day, right? And yet, really, that's not the problem. And it really wouldn't fix things. Because if you did have an extra hour in your day, if you did, when that season of life does change, when that event does, reach its completion, and you think now, all of a sudden, I'm going to have all of this time. We don't, because it's really a disordered heart. And so it's really what's going on in here. And so I'm going to jump right into like my best kept secret that is not a best kept secret, but it's something that we know, especially as Christian women, but I don't think we do often enough. And that is you need to refill your cup, right? Whether it's as a mom, as a business owner, as a friend, as a mentor, as whatever it is that you are called to in this season. You can't pour from empty. And so I think what happens is, right, we get up and immediately all these things start rolling through our head, right, of what we have to do that day and all the things we should be doing and, and all of that. We've got these screens that are literally within an arm's reach, like, pretty much 24/7 that are telling us, all kinds of things that we should be doing. We maybe have well-intentioned, well-meaning family members that are under our roof or that like to give us a call or send us their opinions, right? We have all of these, all these voices, right? Like we talked about, that are coming in at us. So that key really is to take time to be with him, right? With our, what I call us a CEO. And I've redefined CEO as a Christ-empowered operator of a with God life and business. He has given us this life. He has given us this business. And with connected to him, we are to live that out and to build that and produce kingdom fruit, right? But so often, right, we just want to jump into our day like it's all ours. And you think about a CEO of a company, they have a lot of autonomy of what they can do, but they're not completely autonomous. They are responsible to that chairman of the board and to those board members to make sure what they're doing is aligned with the vision of where they're going. And so I think that is the key to quieting the noise is before I pick up my phone, before I turn on social media, emails, messages, the news, even the weather, right? Is I'm taking time to fill up body, mind, and spirit. And that really focuses on listening to the Lord. What is it that He is saying? What is it He is calling me to? And then together we can walk into what the day looks like and what it holds. But when we listen to so many other voices, including our own and not His first, yeah, they all sound really good. And they may not be bad voices, but they're probably someone's opinion, right? Which isn't always for us.
Yes, absolutely. So now I think about another question that comes to me is, starting our day, giving our first fruits. We know that the word says that we are to give our first fruits to the Lord. So, the morning, I mean, I've had some women say, well, I don't have time in the morning. Because of, especially women that are, I've talked to many women that work and they run a business. And then of course they have children and many different things because of all the hats that we wear. So what's your opinion or what have you found works well for somebody that's really busy? Because I think busy, although I don't really love that word, but I think busy and just doing all the things, having so many things that we need to focus on, that we can't, it's out of our control. What can we do? So number one, does it have to be in the morning? What do you think? Number two, for these women that in their mindset, they, because there's a mindset around busy, right? So there's all these things that we have to do. I just can't see how to put that time in because it may only be 5 minutes. So what's your thought around that? Do you want to speak to that?
I would love to. So I think the first thing is deciding that it matters. You have to decide it matters first before you decide when I'm going to do it and what I'm going to do, right? Because if you don't have the how is this going to shape me part figured out, then everything else is just checking a box, right? You could literally get up and do it first thing in the day, but it's just a checkbox versus something that's really shaping your spirit and your mind and transforming you before you go into the day. So I think that's the first thing is deciding that it matters. And here's the thing. When something matters to us, we find time for it. I mean, it can be as simple as I want to go check out, the newest clothing that dropped from my favorite company on Instagram, or I'm going to make time to, be part of this event in my community or at my church or whatever it is. Like we make time for what matters, but we have to decide it matters first. And so I think that's the first key. And here's kind of a good place to check too is what am I making time for that doesn't matter as much? Because we can say something matters, right? But then we can say, I'm too busy to do this. But guaranteed, we check the screen time on our phone. There, we have had time that day. We just gave it away to lesser things, right? So that's the first thing is I decide this matters and then know that I am not going to find the time. It isn't just magically going to show up. I'm going to need to make the time because time always fills itself with something. If I don't intentionally fill it by design, with what matters, guess what? The world or just default will fill it in, with something else. So we make that decision. That's really key. And really ultimately, I mean, God's time is not our time, right? Like he can take 5 minutes and make it more than, if I would have sat down and spent an hour. So not getting in our head and saying, but it can't be. I think it needs to be this hour-long thing and I only have 5 minutes. Okay. Right. Then we start there because it matters. And so something is better than nothing, if it matters. And then I would say too, like, so that's kind of the first thing is deciding it matters, and it doesn't matter how much time it gets right now. It's starting that, creating that rhythm and that, that routine around it. And it doesn't have to look the same for everyone, right? Like, it may not be morning for you. It may be over a lunch break. It may be in the evening when everyone's gone to bed, and you're just taking that time, and that's when you can quiet your mind and your spirit and really focus. And that's okay. Like that's great. Part of it is knowing you and knowing what your season looks like and when you're going to be able to do it in such a way that it is going to be profitable, that it is going to produce the fruit that you're looking for versus just checking a box. And that's another thing that I teach is having evening refill. Because I think sometimes, a lot of us have been taught that morning is when we do those things, which I think is a great time. It prepares you for the day. But so often we're working on something or binging something up until the time we go to bed. And then we wonder why we can't turn our brain off and why we, are laying there worried or stressed or overwhelmed and don't sleep well. And then what happens first thing in the morning is we're thinking about that, right? So it could be a great place to put it in a evening refill. What am I dwelling on before I go to bed? And then and how can I maybe just to pick a piece of that up in the morning, if I don't have a lot of time in the morning to give it that focus.
That's a good idea. Very good idea. Because what we put in our mind right before we go to bed is what actually, like you said, is what actually, and this is scientific, is what actually plays out in our subconscious mind, which is driving 97% of us. So, our mind, God didn't make our mind just as conscious, what we're consciously focusing on. It's what's going on behind the scenes that is automatic and we're not aware of. So, to your point, just even taking if it needs to be, I actually will have clients do because I really love to help women to ground and to calm their nervous systems because most women that I see are constantly going, 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 and they're stressed. So if you can focus on, breathing and even listening to the Bible app or to listen to something on even YouTube that is putting in, it may not be reading, maybe it's, you're listening to something. Put something in that your mind can play out and your spirit can actually play out when you're sleeping. So that's a really good point. So, when we look at when we talk about business and life, what would you say is the key? This is one of the questions that we talked about. What is the key to finding more time and using it well? So when we talk about, again, going back to the women that are my focus is this woman that is so busy doing all the things. We talked about how we can put the word first, but how can we focus on really finding more of that time well and using it well so that we can make sure that we're doing the things that are important in our everyday life, especially growing our businesses, right? Because I'm trusting that women that are listening to this, growing their business is something that God has called them to do. And what I have found is when I've grown my business, it became, Lisa, I think you and I have talked about this, it actually became an idol. So it kind of goes to along with what we've already talked about with making sure God is put first. But when we talk about, and I talked about this with another guest on the show as well, this idolship, because what are we making an idol? And I would think that given that what you're talking about, with redeeming her time. Our time, do you agree that our time can become an idol? Do you believe that our businesses can become an idol? And all of that becomes now an idol, and God now is over here, but we're doing it for the glory of God. We're doing it because He called us to do it, but we don't even realize, because this has happened to me, we don't even realize that it's actually our business has become an idol, and that needs to be shifted to where God is the idol. Oh, if we want to even call it that. Okay, can you speak to that, please? Because this is a big thing.
Yeah. So I just did a series over Lent on my podcast, the Redeem for Time podcast. And we talked about lesser things that get our time, attention, and affection. And they're not always bad things in and of themselves, like the ones you mentioned, some, like maybe your role as a mom or a wife, maybe your business, maybe your health. Like, these things are not bad things in and of themselves, but when they become God things, right, they cross that line when they're getting more of our time and attention and affection, and when we're seeking to do it on our own. And so, yes, I think any of those things can become that. And that's really a good test is where is my time going? I just had this conversation at small group last night. We're starting to study in Hebrews and talking about how Christ is superior to all these other things. And so we're talking about, so what does that look like in our life, right? And asking the question, like when we're about to pick up our phone to look at something, or when we're about to whatever it is, right? Like, is this better? Right? Is this what that doesn't mean we have to, be just, in prayer mode 24/7, on the couch, but am I what I'm seeking after here? Is this better, or is Christ better than this? So I think yes, any of those things can become that. And I think with our time, it's very easy for our time to look no different than the rest of the world. And it should look very different as his people. And actually, God gave me this aha moment I'd love to share with your audience because it shifted so much for me. And I've seen it making a big shift in the women I'm working with. And that is how we view our time. So I was sitting in a sermon on the, we were talking about the Sermon on the Mount, and he was going through the Lord's Prayer. And he talked about the part where Jesus was teaching to pray for daily bread. Let's be honest, you and I live in a time right now where most of us are not waking up saying, where is my bread going to come from today? Am I going to have enough? Most of us are saying, how can I not eat so much bread because I don't need all the carbs, right? So we're not like, it's very easy to gloss over that, because it's like, well, I have the food I need. And he asked the question, what is your daily bread? And immediately my radar went up and I thought, it's my time. And my mind went back to the children of Israel. Right. And God promised that he was going to care for them. And one of the ways he was going to care for them was to literally lay manna in front of them every single morning. And they had to trust that what he gave them was what they needed and enough. And they couldn't save from yesterday, right? And they couldn't borrow from tomorrow. They only had what was laid in front of them that day. And isn't the same thing true with our time? I cannot save up time from yesterday that I didn't spend and bank it for a rainy day. I can't borrow from tomorrow and say, well, I'll just take 22 hours tomorrow. And can I, put 2 hours into today? Like literally every day, I get that 24-hour gift put in front of me. And I think that is where the difference is because the gurus, the experts, the what I chased after for so long was I just have to get more organized. Right. I have 24 hours in a day and I've got to get the most out of it. I have to multitask to the max. I have to have a bunch of, things I'm flipping back and forth between and make it all look pretty. So it looks like I'm checking all these boxes and feel good about myself, at the end of the day. And really it's a wrong perspective on time because as his daughters, are we looking at our time as a limited resource or as an abundant gift? Because if we believe we never have enough time, guess what? We will never have enough time. Right. I want you to think about this. I thought of this illustration this morning when I was thinking about the conversation you and I were going to have. If you needed water, we all need water, right? We know we can't go days without water, right? And so if you had like a place where sometimes water bubbled up, right, versus a fresh running spring that was always there would be a difference in how you approach that water source and how you use it, right? If it's the one that dries up, you're going to go over there hoping there's enough for today, right? Then you're going to be like miserly about it because you have to make it last because you don't know when you're going to get more water and you need to make sure that it's enough. Versus if it's that spring that's always flowing, you confidently go over there knowing there is going to be enough. And guess what? Now I'm ready to share generously with those around me, those I'm called to pour into, because I have more than I need of this. And so I think therein lies the biggest difference. We think the answer is in the time blocks. We think the answer is in the checklist. We think the answer is in all of that. And those things are good after we figure out that our time is a gift from him. And when something is a gift, we want to steward it. right? We want to steward it well. We don't want to spend it. When we spend money, we waste money, right? When we invest money, we get a return on it. And the same is true with our time and how we're looking at it and what, how we're receiving it from him. That changes everything about how I'm using it.
Yes, I love that because it definitely is a heart issue for sure. It's actually a faith issue, right? Because are we trusting God that he's going to provide? Like he's our provider, he's our source. It goes, you know, money is the same thing. Are we trusting him with our time? And are we stewarding our time well? Are we trusting God with our finances, which is where tithing comes in? And are we stewarding our finances well? Are we trusting God with our children, for example, he's blessed us with? Are we stewarding? Like it's all about, it goes back to that faith. Like what do we believe who our God is? And, you know, it goes back to that relationship, right? As opposed to, and that's a whole other topic, but relationship versus religion. So, oh my goodness, we could probably go on forever here, but let me ask you this, Lisa, what do you have for the community that would kind of, because everything we're talking about today is really what you teach and you talk about in your community and in your membership. Mm-hmm. So do you have a free gift that you are providing the listeners today? What is it about? And how is it going to help them?
God laid on my heart a little while ago that I needed to hear. And I think that every woman listening needs to hear. And that is the truth that you have time. And I think if we can grab onto that one thing, and every time we feel that overwhelm building up, every time we feel that the interruption comes and we want to react, right, with frustration or, you know, like, oh, why do I even try? Or, you know, or we don't, you know, wake up and we get to the end of our day and we feel like, oh, I didn't accomplish what I should have done today. Going back to his gift of time and saying, yes, he has told me you have time. I've given you time, right? Are you choosing to partner with me and how to use it? And that comes back then to the first thing we talked about you have to fill up before you can pour out. And I find that this is one of those things that whether it's because you're in a season that's really busy or just you feel like there's so many people to see and things to do and you know, people to serve that there's not time for you, that oftentimes we as women especially need permission and direction to fill our cup first. And that's selfish. And that the woman who thinks I don't have time to sit down and refill before I start pouring out in my day, you know, if your kid were to come to you looking for a glass of cold water on a really hot summer day, and you didn't take the time to fill the pitcher ahead of time, it didn't matter how much then you want to pour into them, you can't. And so when we think we don't have time to fill up, that's actually, we don't not have time to. And so I put together a guide called Fill Your Cup First, which is permission and direction to take the time. And I teach the morning refill and the evening refill, because I truly believe we have to make sure that we can't pour out in the middle of our day if we're not filled up, you know, and if we're not getting the things that we need, body, mind, and spirit. And so, yeah, so that gift, you can find my website, which is at redeemhertime.com. There's a coaching video that goes along with it to walk you through that, and actually a tangible worksheet to say, okay, so great concept, but now how do I actually make this happen? Especially when I feel like life is busy and I feel like I don't have time for this. And here's what I'm going to tell you right now. When you invest the time in filling up, God makes the rest of your time enough. And I find that I'm way more productive when I've taken the time to pause, to listen to his voice. So try it, right? Test him. He says the same thing about the tithing you referred to, right? You trust me that when you give me this, you know, this tithe, that I will not open, you know, the storehouse and you will have more than you need. And I think the same principle is true around our time.
I love it. I love it. And one of the things I'll add is, as we close out is, you know, when we feel like we don't have enough time, you know, even just go and we talk about self-care is yes, those bookends in our day are really important, but even in, you know, in the morning, going for a walk, taking the dog for a walk, if you have a dog, if not, you just go on your own in the middle of the day, taking 5 minutes and habit stack. So you go for a walk, you're out in the sunshine, which is actually very healing for you. You are moving your lymphatic system, you're moving your body, you're clearing your mind. There's lots of research to show what walking specifically does with our in our nervous system. And then you can actually pray, or, you know, in my community, we talk a lot about declarations, like actually speaking out those things, call those things that do not exist as though they already do. So start declaring that you have all the time in the world that you need to accomplish the things that God has actually asked you to do and the things that you want to do. So instead of to shift that belief that we have, because most people have the belief that we don't have the time. And so we need to shift the neural pathways in our brain to believe that we do, so that after 70 days, 62 to 72 days, your brain actually believes that you do have the time. So go for a walk, make it, I call it a Trinity walk, go for a walk and do pray, do, you know, move your body, you know, speak things out, pray, like get into the sunshine. Like you're ticking off so many things from that one thing. You could do that in the morning for your prayer walk, and you could do that before you go to bed as well. So now, Lissa, we're going to have in the show notes the link for that freebie, but is there anywhere that, I know you don't hang out on social media a ton, which is, I believe, always a good thing. So where can viewers find you online, on besides your website, but on social media? Is there a place that you
love to
hang out?
Well, Facebook is where I am, you know, when God's laid something in my heart to be. But the best place to hang out is the podcast. You know, because like this, like, you know, your listeners are used to, you put in earbuds, and I love podcasts because I can go for a walk and listen and prayerfully listen, you know, to a podcast, or wash dishes, or, you know, mop the floor, or be driving around to do my errands and things like that. And so it's just that opportunity. It's not just a quick scroll, you know, and I barely just got some little nugget, but it's really going deep into biblical truth and then how that pairs with time management tools. So the Redeem Her Time podcast is really my favorite place to hang out and where I pour out into those who want to grow in this area.
Amazing. I love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us here today. I know that there's been so many nuggets, and I do recommend those of you listening, come back and listen to it again, because our brain can only handle so much. And what you needed to take today, if you come back next week, you will actually take something different, because every week, every month, we are in a different place and we receive what we need at that time. So Lissa, we will have you back on again. And I thank you for being here. And until next time, have an amazing day, guys.
If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.